This is a previously recorded episode.
This show is broadcasting live from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. For more information about the show or our network, please visit www.podcastdetroit.com.
Hey, Stace, how's your day?
It was interesting.
Interesting what?
I had to come up with a poem for my boss's anniversary card for his wife.
I had so many suggestions, you shot down.
Dave.
What I came up with was, roses are red, violets are blue, when I get home, I'm gonna do you.
I'm so shocked that he didn't like that sentiment.
I don't think his wife would have liked it either.
Play that song, Dave. Everybody, it's Chelsea
and Stacey,
and this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
What up, single?
Episode 12.
What up, 12?
We're a preteen.
I was gonna say we're a dozen of eggs because we have them.
Okay, we're both of legal consenting age. Yes.
I ain't consenting though. Oh my gosh, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I mean, it's been an interesting week, you know, for everyone.
Girl,
so you
preach.
Can know, my dad got into a little accident this week, and but he's home today.
Yay!
From the hospital.
Welcome home.
Yay. So
Papa
it's just
Bear.
Been a little stressful.
Oh.
Do you know what else bugged me today? I'm going to tell
that?
You what. We're going to start right off with what bugs me.
Oh,
I just found out.
Me.
Okay, so the Paralympics are about to start.
They
right?
did start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know that NBC is only playing two shows of it?
Isn't that rude?
Like,
you did all of this promo.
And
for
nothing.
Like, right.
For two shows. And, oh, but if you have their special, like, sports package, no problem. You can watch it all. No.
I mean, it's so rude. Because, I mean, I understand since a lot of other channels are into their regular, like, fall shows and it's, like, peak season for all this other stuff. But still.
I get it.
These are people that are representing
and
our country.
And they're amazing.
Yes, they are. The fact that
have you seen the people who don't have legs who dive into the pools? It's
phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Just exhaling.
Side note, I feel like people would say that to you. Oh, I just want to dive into those pools in your eyes.
Oh, you're so funny. Oh, hey, pretty eyes.
Hey, pretty eyes.
Hashtag first impressions.
I know. Man. Yeah.
Seriously.
Somebody away.
Dave the sound guy.
What up, Dave?
What up, Dave? Somebody is going to, like, find me on one of these dating sites, and just their first thing is going to be like, hey, pretty eyes. I'll be like, they listened to the show!
Right. Thanks for helping us, but that's a pass.
I am. I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for you to get that first message that goes, I've listened to your show. Screw you.
Yeah, right?
Side note, I'm kind of waiting to meet someone in person and have them talk about it and not know that I'm on it and then being like, oh,
see, I met somebody in person and I was talking about the show. And then they actually sent me a message and was like, oh my gosh, this just happened to me. And like sent it off. We put it on our Facebook. Because,
we're a community.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's hard out here.
Man, whether you're a pimp or former whatever.
Well, before we get the show going.
Ooh, we're going.
Let's talk about our sponsor.
What up, sponsor?
Obviously, it is Thrivent Financial.
Oh, thank you so much, Thrivent.
Yes. Support for Reasons Why I'm Single comes from Thrivent Financial, where faith and finances connect for good. Thrivent helps its members be wise with money and live generously. More than 2.3 million people count on Thrivent to help them protect their families and strengthen their communities. To learn more about what makes Thrivent unique, contact Don Lyon or Pat Klenner at 586-773-7596. That's 586-773-7596. 7596.
Thank you so much, Thrivent.
Yes.
Once again, they wouldn't sponsor us if it wasn't for all of you calling. So
we're so excited. It's really important, though, that we as young people get our lives prepped.
Because we're totes young.
And you never know what's going to happen.
Just like this week.
Just
you know?
Like this week. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, and speaking of which, did you hear there's a college out in California that is now offering, I swear to God, a class called Adulting.
Shut up.
I did see that.
Because we talked about this on our show the other night.
Because kids just don't know what to do.
No, because they've noticed there's such a huge influx of kids requesting crisis counseling.
Whoa.
Over, like, simple, stupid shit. Like, hey, I'm living alone. That was a bra strap stab, in case anybody heard that on the mic.
I was like, everyone put your hands in the air now.
But no, like, apparently there are so many kids that can't handle being away from home. That's it's a thing.
One of my cousins, love her to pieces, she actually got her first, like, real consistent job year.
And she said, who is FICA and why are they taking all my paycheck?
And then she's like, she's getting an apartment with, like, four other people who live with her. Or they're renting a house. And she's like, my uncle's like, yeah, she's going to move back home, like, in a month because everything costs money. And she's like, no, it's only like $250 a month. And they're like,
wait, what?
That's the starting point.
And then?
Like, do you just think toilet paper's going to just show up?
Like, I mean, it grows on trees because it's like paper, right?
Paper from trees.
It's organic.
Paper from trees.
It's fine. It's
like us. We have Amazon Prime buttons that we've hidden around the studio. And so like toilet paper, paper towels,
so
and
excited.
Like Red Bull and Slim Jims just magically appear.
I mean, that's all you need. Ramen noodles.
I was bougie. I didn't like ramen noodles. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to deal with it. Like, I don't have time. I'll just eat peanut butter out the tub. I'm not having ramen noodles.
I used to do that, too.
There was a point where
it was like rent or food. And
right?
then so you choose rent because you need a place to live.
Exactly.
And then you get a little bit of money. You go get the big peanut butter jar because it's got fat and protein. And then every day you just take a little scoop on your way.
Like, oh my gosh, you've really slimmed down. Thank you.
Thank
I'm
you.
On this diet. It's just, you know, a lot of high
it's
protein.
It's called, it's the Skippy diet.
Yeah.
Choosy moms choose Jif because it's hard.
You better preach. You better preach. It's hard out here, I assume. I don't have children. But hey.
Hey, Stacey, guess what time is this?
What time is it?
It's time for the
fake name letter of the day.
So, fake name letter of the day. We don't want to throw shade.
Exactly. We want to
save
the shade.
So, to do that, we reach into our lovely bowl.
Oh.
And we pick a letter.
All right. Do I get to pick it?
Yes.
Yes.
Pick it. And then once Stacey's done picking it, that'll be the letter that we use to acknowledge everyone.
All right. Oh.
What'd you get?
We got the fake name of the letter. I can't even say it. Listen, it's A. All right.
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm the one that's been here drinking for 2 hours, fixing crap around the studio. What's your excuse?
Listen, I had a hard day.
Dave made a lot of changes in the studio today.
I had to handle other people's nonsense to make sure everything was working properly.
Other people's
Once again, shout out to moms everywhere.
Exactly.
Like right now. I had to pick up after you. I make dinner. I clean.
You told me you couldn't find your shoe. It was right there.
Just saying. You left it in the refrigerator again. Because I know you. I'm sick of this crap. Sleep on the couch.
I like it when my feet are cold.
Apparently, Stacey's mom was Marge Simpson.
I wasn't imitating my mom. No, my mom just looked at me and I was like, oh, no.
So the fake name letter of the day is A.
Yes. Chelsea, can you give us some examples of some names that start with the letter A?
Albus.
Oh.
Dude, if I meet somebody named Albus, it's game over.
Isn't that from Harry Potter?
I never
read the books. I'm sorry.
Right, me neither. I'm just like, sure.
What are you looking at me for? I got nothing.
I think we are literally the only, like, the five people who have never read the book.
Like, I'm the geek in the room. I got nothing. Harry Potter, not my style.
Wow.
That's like when Simone was here and she
was so
Voldemort.
Excited.
I'm like, is it Voldemort or Voldemort? I don't know.
Just don't say it. You're not supposed to
is
say it.
Is there a schwa with the silent T?
It's schwa.
It's a big deal.
I'm sorry. Well, okay, what other names are there that start with the letter A?
Amos.
Oh!
And
Andy.
What?
Amber.
Ooh.
Amos. A-M.
Oh, I was going back to my poem for the first
Amos.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Dave had some suggestions, but he edited himself.
Dave's so sweet.
Another poem, because my boss likes, you know, spicy stuff. So, what did I say? Roses are red and I'm so happy I gotcha. You keep this fire lit. I'm going to call you Sriracha.
Okay, that's something she reads and she's like, there's no way you wrote that. What homeless person wrote that for you?
Shoo.
He really likes Sriracha. Like, he loved it.
Right.
It's like, I love you.
Coming back.
I'd just like to say, just from experience, though, on date night, stay away from
Sriracha.
Oh, my goodness. Who was that talking just now?
Oh, my gosh. We have more people in the studio.
What?
Augustus. We have a guest in studio today.
What up, guest?
How's it going?
Hey, Joe.
Joe.
We also have Shannon, my roommate, in the studio.
Hi, Shannon.
What up?
Which means another great Yelp picture forthcoming.
Yes.
We get more Yelp reviews.
Ratings are going up, y'all.
She's like, I'm
covered.
the non-popping of the strap,
I know, right?
Right?
It snapped.
Just in reference.
That's right.
So, Joe. I'll ask Chelsea and then she'll play operator and she'll tell Joe. Okay. So when we have a guest, we usually do a little icebreaker called Two Truths and a Lie. So when we have a guest come on, we have them tell us two truths and a lie, and we have to guess which one the lie is. Chelsea is one for
11.
Hey, but she got one and one. What up, one? So can you tell us two truths and
two
a
truths
lie?
And a lie about yourself, Joe?
No.
This is sort of an adult show, and I keep
It's PG-13.
My ADD is strong right now, so I'm like, no F-bombs
are important.
So,
that's
yes,
good.
It is. So,
we appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dave appreciates not having to edit it. So.
Yeah, let's be honest. I appreciate that. Because me that gets the messages from them, like, honestly, all throughout the show. It's, hey, don't forget to edit that. Don't forget to edit that. And then after the show, hey, by the way, in case we forgot to tell you, edit that. Yeah.
We give you timestamps.
You do. You are at least.
Even that are just a long beep.
R2-D2, nastiest MF-er, apparently, in the entire Star Wars trilogy. They bleeped everything he said.
Love it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, didn't that actor just recently pass?
Yeah, Kenny Baker.
What a bummer. Right.
So, anyways, back to...
But that's just a short story, so on to the... Yeah.
Two truths.
Short.
Two truths and a lie.
Okay, I guess this should be easy.
Or is it?
Or is it?
I don't know. Wait. I suck at this game, so it's probably not. Go for it.
I grew up on the east side of Detroit.
What up?
I'm a vegetarian.
Ooh.
And I've been in a threesome.
Jesus.
Wait, I screwed this up. Is it two lies and a truth?
It's two truths and one lie.
Boy.
But hey.
One of them's standing out, though, particularly, aren't they? That's not fair.
So I'm going to pray.
I'm hoping you're not a vegetarian.
Jesus. I am praying you did not have a threesome.
I don't think you're a vegetarian. No.
Both. So there's a truth, and the truth is I grew up on the east side.
Wait, I got one right! Woo!
Wait, which one did you guess? I didn't even hear you guess.
Oh, it was a process of elimination.
I said, I don't think you're a vegetarian.
Oh, do you hear that one commercial? I don't eat meat because I'm a veterinarian.
Oh, God. So, Joe, are you currently single?
No, I'm not.
So, are you in a relationship or are you in, like, previous guests, a situationship?
Shout out to Dave for that
or
one.
Or do you have your MBA?
Yeah, oh, that one. No.
Better not. I'm going to kick you out. Better not.
No. I've been with the lady for almost 2 years.
Aww.
What are you, Lionel Richie? You've been with a lady?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I dance on the ceiling, too, when nobody's looking, so...
Nice reference. So, Joe,
do you have a story to tell us from your single days?
Oh gosh, I have plenty of stories.
And, ooh,
I mean, some of them are funny, and so
I would stick with those.
As Chelsea was like, bad date. Now, in my career, I'm a manufacturing professional. So,
oh, nice.
I used to represent an organization and did a lot of interfacing with an OEM.
Okay.
Well, one of my colleagues.
What was their name?
Now, this is awesome. Hers is.
Did awesome make the list?
Wasn't that the boyfriend on Chuck?
No.
Yes.
Nice. I don't know.
Yes, it was. I loved him. I'm such a crush on that guy. Oh, my gosh.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You never saw Chuck?
It's a good show.
Chuck?
It's about this nerd who works at, like, the Geek Squad, but it's the TV show version, and then he
do you have Netflix?
Becomes like a
no,
super,
I don't, but I like to
like
chill.
A super spy. Oh my god, that is.
Do you understand what that means? Oh crap! No!
I'm totally going to segue for a second. Have you seen Korea launch their own, North Korea launch their own version of Netflix?
No.
And this is not a joke. Like, I'm not, I wish I were kidding when I say this. The name of North Korea's Netflix service is Man Bang.
Is that how it's pronounced?
MANBANG. Oh. Which the great irony is that homosexuality you can still get killed for in North Korea, but it's man bang.
Even if it's mon bang, it's not good.
So you get to ask, hey, do you have man bang at your house?
Dude, you ever some man bang?
Do you want to men bang and pad thai?
Well, now I'm afraid to say yes because pad thai sounds delicious. Like, I just realized chilling is unacceptable.
It's North Korea, so it's more like man banging kimchi.
There you go, kimchi.
Side note, shout out to Shannon because she always has my back in these awkward situations. She's just like, do you understand what's happening here?
Like, that's a wrong word for you, Stacey. No.
Do you understand where that flowchart went to?
Danger.
So I do not like to chill.
We're
going to go live on Facebook just so everybody
knows. Had no words at the time.
Joe was just like, oh no, what do I do?
Outstanding.
So there you were, as a representative for a manufacturing company that dealt with OEM.
So a colleague of mine, very attractive young lady named Apollonia.
Hey. Yes, Apollonia.
So she worked with Prince.
So
long rest in heaven.
We had a customer who will say Armando.
Oh, talk about him. I knew an Armando in college.
Armando might have been a big fan of the Northern Korean version of Netflix, and I can confirm that. Because of how this went down. And it was, she says, hey, would you like to meet up for drinks? We're going to a place down at St. Clair Shores.
Ooh.
And Armando is with me. Okay, so
all right.
Customer, we can go down there. And I've been out with her a couple of times. And so I thought that there might have been an opportunity for something to develop.
Oh.
No, you know, standard hanging out. Doing shots, a little dancing, a little talking
shit. So that's not chilling.
That's not chilling.
No, in fact, the opportunity to chill was sort of an unwelcome one. As the hand that I felt below the waist from behind was a little bit bigger and
was not
stronger.
Apollonia's?
No!
It in turn was Armando's.
Oh, no!
Yeah, so...
Wait, you got a cop a feel and Armando's already doing the business?
Like, wait a minute. Yeah. Whoa.
Sorry. I was so focused on
Facebook. Welcome to the party,
Jesse. Oh, my God.
Wow, I suddenly became a center in a football lineup. I don't know quite how this happened. I have no football to pass you, Chief.
No, what's uncomfortable about this is that I have to interface with them in regard to the program that I'm
right, so you have to play it off. Calmly.
Hey,
and politically.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not that guy.
Yeah,
and then,
right?
Now, there's been conversations prior, too, as to, talking about females and dating situations and scenarios.
And you've made it clear.
Yeah. I mean, here it is. And you can't Picasso it for this guy was not, he wasn't getting it. I'm like, no, dude.
Like, sorry, Armando.
Not cool.
Sorry, no. Not sorry. Like,
But see, I understood where he was because, when I go down to the plant, he's like, hey, want to buy one of my calendars?
What kind of
calendar?
Is this like puppies and kitties?
Wait, like one of his own personal calendars?
Well, he had, he was a model. I mean, at least at this point.
Wait, you turned down a model.
Yeah, he wasn't he wasn't on the internet either, so...
Sorry.
What about?
Did we get the sound pop snap too when we go to breaks? Or?
Oh no, you're fine. So how did you say no, thank you?
I pushed his hand away and was like, I really don't know what to tell you. This
other than
no,
no,
yeah, right, yeah, no.
Hey, I mean, look, you don't force it upon anybody as a guy with a woman, so I'm certainly like, oh, wait a minute. No.
Wow. So what happened with Apollonia?
Yeah.
Apollonia, I explained the situation to her, and she's like, what?
So she was heartbroken. Or some part of her anatomy broken.
I was just like, that just happened, and this is kind of weird now.
I'm not gonna lie, I feel for you, and I don't think I told the story on an earlier episode. So my buddy Mark, when I was living,
that's not his name.
Sorry, I'll go with Adam. when I was living down in DC, Adam and I were like best friends. We were tight. We hung out. He actually wound up down in Orlando at the same time I did. I was there for a conference.
Were they going to Harry Potter?
No. I was there for a conference. He was there visiting friends. We hung out. We went to the Miss Tropicana bikini contest and got stupid. Life was good. So then, but like flash forward like 3 months later and we're hanging at a party And he's
the baby's
like, dude,
yours, Adam.
He's like, dude, there's something I got to tell you. And I'm like, all right. And I'm drunk as hell. And I'm like,
which is convenient.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, shoot. He's like, I'm gay. And I'm like, Adam, the only person who didn't know that was you.
Right.
Like, we all knew. Life's good. So he decided that that meant that since I was like his best friend, that I should accompany him to all of the bars and be his wingman.
Oh.
So we're at this place one night and we're hanging out and we're shooting pool and there's a bunch of guys. I mean, it's I'm at a gay country and western bar for the love of.
That's an option?
Oh, dude, my God.
I feel like so many chaps. But chaps. I'm supportive and I'm a good friend and I'm there
like
and I'm hanging out all night. And so the end of the night hits, and this guy that we've been like off and on shooting pool with comes up and like stands in such a way that Adam can't see what's going
on. And it's very clear it's not about Adam.
No, and he says, hey, he's like, I don't know what the deal is with you and this guy. He's like, but the guy that I'm here with, we're just like really good friends. He puts his business card in my hand and says, call me sometime, let's do drinks. And pff, gone. Like me, pew, gone. Like Roadrunner, gone. And so I turn to my buddy Adam and I'm like, look, dude, three things. Number one, you are so picking up the tab. Number two, you will admit that this is all your fault. And number three, I need to know, like, am I allowed to call him just to tell him that I'm not gay? But like, I don't know how this works.
Is it then a point where you, like, feel like you're defending yourself, right?
Like, no, not even that. Like, I didn't want to into the guy out and about.
And then you never called me.
Right.
Bitch.
Right. No. Exactly. I didn't want, God knows I did not want that scene.
Because it would happen.
Oh, it would.
It would happen.
My life, like, it absolutely would.
Yeah. And
yeah, luckily that was DC, not here, but oh,
you never know.
ACDC?
Hey,
no, District of Columbia. So yes, I feel your pain.
I could do a story. Like, we could probably do a show on this because a friend of mine,
you're on a show.
Sex.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
Same sex couple, good friends of mine.
What are their names?
Married.
What are their names? What are their names?
Well, her name Ambrosia, and I think we can go with Elfrieda. So. Anyhow, Ambrosia.
Fancy.
I used to DJ.
Guessing Alfredo was the butch.
Yes.
No, she just likes to get saucy. I'll be here.
That's
all
Alfredo.
Oh, dang it! I can't chill. I can't use sauces as names.
And that's a white creamy sauce. Moving on.
Edit. Hey, Dave. I need you to edit something from the show.
Well, I used to DJ a few nights a week.
Hey, Mr. DJ.
Ambrosia was a regular at the bar. Now, understanding that one of the best wingmen to have
is a girl.
This is why you're single, is a girl that likes girls.
Always.
You can be in a position in which, hey, I'm not, you know, I prefer
I'm not
girls.
With her.
Well, outstanding, because here is Ambrosia. Ambrosia being as masculine as she is.
Oh, so you stick him in a corner, like, right there.
No.
Like, no, sorry, honey, I'm gay. Oh, well, here's this chick. She's gay, too.
Well.
Now what you gonna do?
In order to loosen up after work, sometimes I would stop at.
I'm a fact check that.
Oh, really? You're gay? Ambrosia!
Sniff her out. Is it true?
You want to quit your gym and they bring out like six people.
To convince you otherwise.
No, you just have a deferment plan. No, like, this is my decision.
I just want to leave the gym. Oh, you're gay? Oh, yeah, that's your girlfriend over there?
Oh.
Let me see. Make out.
Now.
Man, this is why it's hard being single. I'm just saying.
So, after work, before going to DJ, we would sometimes meet up. I'd say, hey, you want to grab a drink at an adult establishment? I'd sit there at the bar. We'd get a couple of drinks and talk shit.
Because there's children ones.
Wait, now I'm guessing we've now escalated from bar to I'm guessing there might have been there's dancers.
There's poles.
Right.
Oh, yeah. There's poles.
I got that reference.
But I have this thing, like, if I'm going to a bar during the day, I don't want to see that it's daylight out, because then I feel like, oh, are you kidding? What am I doing?
Like, so I have going to go.
What am I doing with my life?
Then you can admit you have a problem.
No, It's a beautiful, bright, sunny day. Let's go find a dark Irish bar and drink.
Glass block, loud music. It's nighttime.
I don't want to admit that there's a problem.
So many prayers.
I'm not going to walk out and it's not 11 o'clock in the morning.
No, that's gross.
Did that once in Vegas.
It was a breakfast special.
But anyhow, because we would stop at that place just to grab a couple of drinks and then go on about the evening, it worked out. So, however, she meets somebody at the adult establishment and says, "Will you accompany me to a lesbian bar?" Absolutely. Awesome. Never been. And you know what? And I
because every red-blooded, yes, please.
Yes.
I'm getting a key. I'm getting the like golden ticket.
Bucket list.
I got a golden ticket, right? So,
I've got a golden ticket.
I can walk
Father,
into the
Father, guess what? I'm going to a lesbian bar.
Hold on. I got to call my dad.
Dad, you'll be so proud.
But I mean, yeah, it was great. So
we're gonna chime in Grandpa on this one.
He couldn't get past the door.
Oh, no.
Okay, so what happened?
So I affectionately refer to her as Chuck, and I'm like, yeah, Chuck, I'll go. Let's go. You know,
Wait, her name is Ambrosia.
No, but affectionately because of her masculinity.
Well, because Ambrosia, wine of the gods, two-buck Chuck, is a wine
from... There you go. Bring it around, Dave. Good job, Dave.
What's the place? Trader Joe's. There you go.
Oh. There you go.
Dave! Ugh. So, that's why I missed you.
We go into this place, and it's awesome. They have good music, you know, and rightfully so. It's
a lot of Katie Lang, Melissa Etheridge.
You know what? It's actually neat because a lot of single girls will go there to dance and hang out because they don't have to worry about the element of creepers, right?
I used to do that with my one friend.
Although,
that was lesbian.
I will say, like, if you have, you know, Jugsy McKaraoke going on, gay guys love boobs. You're assaulted.
Yeah, because I have one friend who she would get bothered by that. She would go out and she didn't want to get groped like that, but then gay guys would come up to her.
Oh, no, like literally,
and do that.
There's no problem. I had a dress that had like a zipper, and I'd never unzipped it because it's just for sure. And I didn't even realize it was an actual working zipper until I went to the gay club, and everyone's like, "You're amazing, zip." Like,
and not shy.
Oh, my God.
Right? Like,
being funneled in a gay adult establishment in the women's bathroom, that shocks you.
Walk out the bathroom and you're just like, hello, and I'm like,
unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Help, my bubble.
Note to self, start my going bubble. To bars and talking like this and get away with murder.
In weird shoes.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? I'll allow that if you'll let me dress you.
Mm-hmm. Done.
Yeah, I'll get all ready to.
You've seen my wardrobe. That's it. Yeah.
Dave.
We'll put you in some skinny pants.
Well, it's like Jess. So, like, Jess, God love her. She's only, like, she always sees me like
this.
Jess.
We love Jess.
I showed up here after, like, a business meeting one day, and, like, I was, like, business guy Dave, which I
never
am here.
Wait, like, last Thursday?
One, like, kind of, yes. And she was like, dude, holy crap, what the hell?
Marks are just like, are you okay? Is something wrong?
Yeah, she was like,
who died?
Did you, like, you actually clean up good? I'm like, thanks.
Did you go to court? Do we still have jobs tomorrow?
Oh my God, did you not pay?
And that's when you started questioning your own motives. Like, wait, what
You're
did
like,
you
wait,
do?
What did I do?
What exactly. I was not seen with Dave on Thursdays at 7.
Dave who?
Eastern Daylight
Savings. Okay, what happened with Ambrosia and the chick at the bar?
So, we go to meet Ambrosia. The place was attached to the old bowling alley at 9 and Harper.
Okay.
It was Scores. So we go in there. Now, there's a cover, right? And I'm like, you know what? Hey, whatever. It is what it is. We get there, and we're at the bar, and we both order drinks. And Crown and Coke. And the guy's like, $8. I'm like,
I just wanted one.
Right. Like, eight. And God bless bartenders, because, you know, it's almost like they already key in. He knows it's not my element.
Right.
I'm here with and for her.
Right.
So about 45 minutes goes by, and, you know, I'm very budget conscious at $8 a drink.
Yeah, buddy.
One gets set down in front of me, and I'm like, hold on a minute. He goes, no. It's from somebody down the bar. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be.
That's even worse.
Right. I'm supposed to be in an operating safely zone.
Right.
I'm at the lesbian bar. I should be safe. But, you know,
who
just
bought
to
you
see.
A drink?
Right. I should be invisible here.
Right, right. Yeah.
If anything, they should just be walking. walking past me being like, yeah. Pig. Yeah.
Just like at a regular bar.
So I'm just minding my own business. Well, here it comes. And
I said, well, huh, I'm sort of stuck in a dilemma. And I look at Chuck and I said, man, I don't know, $8 a drink. I look down and this guy probably must have been about 5'3". I see him do this kind of wave, like, really? Yeah, yeah. Hey, over here. I'm like,
it's me. You I'm know so what?
I guess, do I take it? What am I flattered? Because, you know, there's a threshold for men.
So there's a compliment, and that's like.
There is.
Thank you for the compliment.
A compliment from any quarter is great, and that's awesome.
Right.
It's somebody not else who thing. Wants to chill.
Which is bad.
No.
No, it's really not.
Chilling is
it's not
fine.
Bad, but it's bad for
it's
you,
bad for me.
Stacey.
It's not, Stacey ain't ready.
But I mean, as our generation was brought up, you know, there was a certain stigma as, you know, the same sex for men. Mm. Oh, gross, blah, 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 blah. Well, after you hit a certain age or a threshold, you have to understand it. Hey, look, it is a compliment. And what am I – I didn't want to be rude
Dude,
about
somebody
it.
Found you attractive. Roll with
right.
it.
Right.
And $8 a drink. I don't know.
You.
When you guys were single and broke and peanut butter, I stay single, go on a lot of dates. I mean
– You better feed her. You better feed me. You
free yes. dinner.
Worst case scenario.
Free food. Dinner.
I'm saying. I mean, feel it out. Whatever. Are you kidding?
Oh, my gosh.
I can beat that.
Hold up. But side note, so when you pictured someone saying hi to you, did you ever watch Will and Grace? I remember the one little guy, Karen Walker.
Oh,
that's
oh,
who I'm
God.
Picturing.
It's like, what do you want, you little midget with a purse?
Are you here by yourself?
Isn't that sad?
Okay, so what's up?
I can beat that. Okay, so we were in Canada, and a
Canada.
Friend of mine, Alberto, did we already use Alberto?
Alberta.
Alberto, he's gay, and so we went to the gay bar in Canada. So, and I'm like, cool, whatever, fine. I love dancing. They play techno music. You dance all night. It's
Danny's.
Great. Was it the? I, was no, it no, that's the strip club.
Oh,
that was a setup.
That's the strip club.
Oh.
That's the male strip. Club.
Before I was saved. Actually, I've never been. All
I've
my other friends
either.
Have been.
I've never been.
That's
either.
Your story. You're sticking to it now.
You better tell it. No, but I really have never been. When I worked at a cargo airline, like all of the different cargo handlers, I was like, why do they all sound like strip clubs? Because one was TSS Big Jets and the other one was Menzies. I'm like, what kind of... These pilots are pigs. They're not. We appreciate
they're dancer
you.
Names. That's
so we go to. So we're at the gay club and we're dancing and everybody's having a good time. And this girl comes up to me and she has a very short haircut, except for in the front she has like to her shoulder one long braid.
Hmm.
I mean, she's made that choice. It's very clear.
That's real. That's a permanent.
So like a reverse a Jedi rat tail?
Yes. Instead of in the back, it was in the front. Like right down the front.
Hmm.
And
we need a name for that.
Yeah.
I want to know who cut that.
Again, everybody's special.
Right.
Everybody.
So you know what? That's fine.
And sometimes that means short bus helmet.
She comes up to me and she's like, hey.
Ooh.
I want to buy you a drink. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much. Very sweet. Not drinking, not gay, like just not.
See, none of the above.
You had more of an abrasive approach.
She's so right, dear E. So then she's like, no, I'm buy you a drink. I don't care that you make babies. Went completely over my head at that point. Baby maker, you know, boy
yeah.
or girl. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I guess I do make babies, like not currently.
Right.
But, so we go through. She's like, no, I mean, I don't care. We're just gonna buy you a drink. Okay, well, you know what? Fine. I'll take a beverage. Because again, it is expensive at gay bars. Like they hike
even
those
in Canada.
Prices. Yeah,
I never knew that.
So,
did they at least say sorry when they give you the drink?
They should.
$8. Sorry.
Yeah. And then you give them some loons.
Yeah.
Right.
Just catch them.
Wow,
so we get over. And she is just playing with my hair, and she is just like, oh, thing, you're so pretty, just petting me. And I'm just like, don't touch me, please
right,
don't touch
like,
me.
Walk away.
So she buys me two drinks.
Whoa.
And then she buys a drink for herself.
Oh,
and then,
no.
And all I'm thinking is she just bought me two drinks. Like there is now clearly an expectation.
What's
that
the quid pro quo?
Yeah, I have to talk to her exactly. So
you
I'm like,
run.
And
thank
so I'm
you.
Like, what am I going to do? How am I going to get over here? What's going to go on? Like, how am I going to go away?
Who are you there with?
So I was there with Alberto.
Oh, that's right. Thank you.
And
I missed
who had clearly abandoned her.
Right?
At this point.
Yeah, he was. Shame, Alberto.
Because a good wingman knows when to intervene.
Exactly. Yeah,
so all of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and I literally have one of those moments where I'm like, somebody help me figure out what the heck I'm going to do. And like, just this wind that did not exist came out of nowhere. She goes to pay and knocks over like seven people's drinks and falls down and gets escorted to leave. So I walk back to my friend and I'm like, I have three beverages and I didn't have to talk to anyone.
Why is there no shame with alcohol when it comes to something like that?
Nailed it.
Score.
I was like, oh, are you okay? Oh, you're leaving? Oh. Okay, bye.
And then you went and bought the big jar of peanut butter the next day from the money.
I got two jars, and they weren't on sale. I was bawling.
Oh, my God. That's
I remember
fantastic.
I mean, it wasn't a gay bar by any means, but what was it? Coyote Joe's is my one friend. She'd always
Country
have her,
bar.
She'd always have her birthday party.
From those in
Chilltown.
It is a fine establishment.
It is not.
That does line dancing.
And
on the
bar.
Happy.
On
those,
the bar.
Those two statements are mutually exclusive.
They only do,
let's be clear.
They only do that like twice a night.
Like this,
fine, I used to go there every Thursday.
Does line dancing.
My
those
group of
two
friends
sentences do
are
not
the
go
reason
together.
They used to just do dollar drinks from like whenever they opened till 10. My group of friends are the reason that they had to make that dollar beers because the first night we got there, we were like, fine. Shot of tequila. Patron. Like every top shelf, we're like, done. Here's a dollar.
Dang.
You eat that.
There used to be a place called Trolley's in
I
Grosse Pointe
place.
that every Thursday, dollar everything
and it's
from
just,
like 7 to 9. And the indicator is to when to leave because this is when the Hayloft was still open too.
So gotcha.
I forgot
maybe
about
15,
that.
16 years ago.
That the indicator, used to be County Joe's.
The indicator to leave. Oh, no. Hayloft East.
Hayloft East.
Okay. Oh, I've heard the name.
But the indicator to leave at Trolley's was when the beers were warm because they didn't have a refrigeration system in the back. So it was like, oh, okay. Yep.
I was going to say, it was when nobody, when the waitresses no longer laughed at the trolley, get your adverbs here.
Right. So, Stacey, what happened at Coyote Joe's?
I mean, it wasn't gay bar by any means, but I, you know, I don't have a huge rotation of country music in my shuffle. So we would go there, and so I'd be like, you know, the only, like, black person there. So we'd go, and I was just like, this is stupid. It's her birthday, whatever. I don't want to be here. And so it was a clean establishment. It really was. So I'd go there. So I'd go to the bar, because it was before I stopped drinking. So I go to the bar. They're just like, oh, first time here? I'm like, oh, you think? So then this one guy, he bought two beers. One for me.
It
was so bitter. He got two beers, one for me, and then one for himself.
I'm picturing, like, the Eddie Murphy scene in 48 Hours. When they go into Jilly's.
The record just kind of skips.
So, like, the guy was just like, it's a really nice establishment. Really just try to enjoy yourself. And it changed my attitude. I was just, you know what? I said, you are right. I should not have an attitude. I said, this was so sweet. You didn't have to buy any drinks. He's like, no. Just have a good time. He walks away. So I'm just like, wait a minute. So he knows, like, clearly it's my first time here. So I just kept hitting the bar at a different angle. And everyone was just like, is this your first time here? Oh, my God, it is. I don't know anyone here. Here, let me get you a drink. So I kept going back with, like, six beers. Like, here, guys, they love me here.
I keep bringing you back.
God, that's fantastic.
I was a good friend. Okay, she drank for free that night.
Okay, I'm going to tell you guys what happened today.
Oh,
and it happened today.
Today.
So today.
Hi, today.
I work for a skincare company, and I hop around to store from store to store to store.
Licensed esthetician.
Thank you very much, Stacey.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I was at a store today, and they were having some mechanical issues with their bathrooms. So the water was turned off.
No.
Lots of bad things. You know, sometimes people with public bathrooms, they just don't take care of them. Anyway, so it was bad. So they had to, they had like, half the store wasn't working, and anyways, so they have to call a plumber. So this plumber, these two plumbers show up, and I am just like jaw to the floor. These men were gorgeous.
Like the Drano commercial where the lady's in the grocery store, and the guy's just like
big shoulders, like both above 6 foot, with the blonde hair and the tight t-shirts. It was great. So They were short staffed, and I work, you know, I don't work for that store, but I work, you know, I'm working. So they,
exactly.
I have an apron I have to wear. So they like walk up to me, and he's like, "Okay, we're just gonna go get our trunk, but we'll like be right back." And I was like, "No,
peanuts."
And he goes, and he was like, "No," and I was like, "No, no. I mean, yeah, go, just go, get out of here, go. I'll take care of it." And he's like, "Okay," and he leaves, and then he goes, "Oh, but there's some like emergency hatches or something that I that are." Are visible now, so just make sure people don't trip. And I'm like, "Oh yeah, no, I got you. Don't worry about it. I'll misdirect, you know, attention." I literally said, "I will misdirect traffic." Like, aww. I say really smart things right? in front of pretty people.
Oh, I did the same thing. Purple.
It's bad. It's bad. So then the manager comes up and goes, "Oh my god, where did they go?" I was like, "Oh no, they went to their truck. They were gonna go do some. They were doing something, and they did. They said something to me, and they were like, tell the manager." And I was like, "I'm sorry. They were really cute." And she looks at me and she goes, "So you have no idea what they said?" And I was like, I can try and figure it out for you, but I think maybe it had something to do with plumbing." And she goes, Do you think it had something to do with plumbing?
Anything about Super Mario Brothers, like Mario and Luigi, plumbers, anything.
I was just like, oh no. Well, then a person who's like shopping in the store hears this and goes, "Oh my gosh, honey, you didn't say anything right to those men." I was like, "Well, what should I have done?" She goes, "This is what you should have done." She goes, "You need to write down your phone number, and you need to walk up to whichever one you think is cuter and be like, 'I think you're cute, and I think we should go out,' and then run away." And I was like, "Wait, what?" And she goes, "Wait until you're about to leave, and then just run away." She goes, "Because I can already tell you're not going to say anything good after that."
Dang!
So then I'm like,
side notes, shout out to social skills.
So then I'm like, I could say something.
I'm grown.
I'm maybe
I have a vocabulary.
Could do things. So they come back. They walk in and I go, "Hey, I missed you." And I look over and this woman she's not saying anything. She's just shaking her head. She's like, "Why are you saying anything?"
I wonder if the plumbers, if they were like going to go like to become a nurse, but then they realized they were hot. And they're just like, "I'm just going to
stay being a plumber."
Beautiful. Man, so then I'm like, "Fine, you know what? I'm going to do what this lady did said, and then I'm not going to even worry about it because it's not going to work." Right? So I walk over and I'm still trying to decide which one I'm going to talk to. One's a little bit older than me. The other one might be a little bit younger than me.
Ooh.
Not that much younger, but like, you know.
Opposite
so I'm just like, okay, which one am I going for? Which one am I going for? Which one am I going for? I'm like, okay, I'm going for older. And so I walk
That's
up
real.
And I was like, "Hey, you know, I'm Chelsea. And I really have to say, I think you're really cute. And I think we should go for a drink sometime. And this is my phone number." And I ran.
Why did you run? Like walked away.
Oh no! I mean, I like
because she
like,
would have tripped away.
I didn't like sprint.
That's
I
real.
Didn't like sprint. But I definitely
Shannon's
like.
Right.
I definitely
you know
like
Chelsea.
Power walked there, away.
There may be some clumsy tendencies that I haven't witnessed directly, but I can see that very calculated.
Oh, yeah.
Chelsea at the end of the night's like.
Gonna count. Oh no! If it's something to trip on, I'm tripping on it. I will trip on nothing and be
chick
like, "Watch out for that floor. It's
Most
there."
Chicks
it's
do,
tripping.
Right? But
no,
guys should
so
take
I did it,
note.
And I power walked away, and I sat there. And
like,
and
did
then
you,
I
Dr. Detroit, power
here's,
walk away?
Here's the problem.
Or?
Yeah, a little bit. Here's the problem, though. When you go to places like this, you can't just leave. You have to. You have to get checked out.
Son of a biscuit.
So I speed walk up to the front, and then I look around, and I'm like, "There's no manager. Nobody can check me out." And I'm like, "This isn't going to work. Oh, my God. Oh, my God." And then he starts walking towards me, and I'm like, "Oh, my God, he's coming for me."
You just dive behind the register.
Like, and all I'm thinking is, "What am I going to say? The lady told me not to say anything. She told me not to say anything and ran. Oh, no. Oh, no." And he gets up, and he goes, "Hey." He goes, "Why'd you walk away?" And I was like, "I'm pretty sure I'm going to say something stupid." And he goes, he's like, "Well, you know, I'm actually married. I just don't wear my wedding ring because I'm a plumber in my hands." And I was like, "Oh, no, that makes perfect sense. Of course you're married. You're beautiful." And he's like, "But my cousin is not married. And, like, if it's okay, I'd give him your number." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, he's pretty, too." I'm like, he's pretty,
too.
Clearly good genes, right?
Man.
Oh, man.
So just saying, shout out to that gene pool.
So then he sat there and he was like, okay, you didn't have to run away, though. Like, that's fine. And I was like, oh, no, trust me. I had to run away. It was necessary. So then he walks back to continue to do his job. And then the manager comes up and goes, what did you do? I'm not going to lie. We're all sitting back there watching the camera, laughing our ass off. There's no sound, so all they're seeing is me, like, because, of course, beforehand, I've got to, like, prep myself, so I'm, like, two rows away from him, just pacing, like, being like, you can do this. Just walk over there. That lady doesn't know me. She doesn't know who I am.
I'm sophisticated.
I'm not
going to
say something stupid. I'm not going to say anything stupid. And I'm like, of course you're married. You're beautiful.
Was there a mic drop?
That was me slamming
the
table.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
That was the mic falling out of her head. Right. Oh, son of a bitch. It's on the ground.
The commercial where the phone is showing that it doesn't break and is waterproof. That's her stumbling for
right. Gets home in Texas. Yes.
He was so pretty.
Oh, so wait. So did he give your number to?
I have no idea. I said he could, but then I also said he was pretty. So who knows what's going to happen? Like,
but see,
they probably think she's crazy.
Here's what's great, though.
I think she's crazy.
Tell me what's great, Joe. Guy's perspective. How bad did that show?
I don't know how many guy listeners you have, but they a lot of my friends.
We do have some guy listeners.
Have to, like, I was the icebreaker in our group because for whatever reason. Everybody seems like pretentious to talk to anybody. Everybody's all uptight.
It's yeah,
like,
or on their phones.
Hey, listen. Well, now they're
now, but nerves. Back in the day, Don't you remember when we used to go to the bar and not have our phones out?
Like at Teddy's Tavern. Remember when you had the rotary like Motorola flip phone
that took an hour to call the someone? The Nokia. You mess up where the only game on your phone was that snake game, and you.
Oh yeah, and it was like something great, right? But you had like a 150-minute plan for
right.
like 70
bucks.
Right,
you'd like call
bucks.
People, and you would leave like it would. You'd be so mad at them when their ring was like six rings because you're like, you're taking up like 30 seconds out of my minute, man.
Or, call me back, bye.
As soon as it went free after 9,
shoot.
Oh, snap. I had an extra battery, cruise aggression.
Yes. AT&T went free to 7, and I felt like, I was like, oh, I can't, and people are like, I can't answer you until after 9. I'm like, well, I'm going to call you at 7.
Because yeah. I can. Y'all don't know.
Balling on a budget, right?
Just saying. But anyways, I'm sorry, what were you saying?
But getting at it is like, one of the things that most people don't realize is that everybody's just as awkward. Everybody's just as clumsy.
Truth.
There are some of the
best. Some of us more than others.
Some of us more than others.
Some of the best looking people and some of the worst looking. I mean,
when
it comes down to anything, all you have to do is come back and you have to say something, right? Because everybody's a person. And I'd like to think that anybody that I've dated, I've overachieved because I feel like that they're better looking than I am. However, all you have to do is talk to them as a person and say, hey, you know, you're tripping over your words and everything else. Now, you got to be conditioned and you can't go all.
Here's a big conditioned. We'll take her to charm school.
You can't have Tourette's.
Right. You can't go ham and have your blood pressure skyrocket.
See, I'm kind of the opposite. Like, whoever I'm talking to, I always assume that nobody like is attracted to me in that way. So I am this usual, like, goofy, silly person or whatever. And then someone's just like, no, they like you. Then I'm like, wait, what? And then once I know that someone likes me, then I'm done. Yeah.
Then you're like,
I'm done. Because I'm just like, Bumblebee Tuna.
No, that's the thing.
Of course you're married. You're beautiful.
Exactly.
You're beautiful.
I will defend Chelsea that she is the best wing woman.
Yeah.
I am so good at other people's lives.
Ditto. Like, we can find love for other
and
people.
I'm like, yeah. And she's like, I'll be right back. And then I'm like, oh, God, what just happened? Like, and then they come up and they start talking to me. I'm like, oh my God, I wasn't ready for this. I was thinking out loud, Chelsea. I was thinking out loud.
You didn't give me time to prep two rows over and get my speech together.
There's no room to pace in here.
Right. But anyway, speaking of meeting people for the first time, Chelsea.
Hey, it's time for First Impressions.
So what is First Impressions?
First Impressions. Why don't you tell them, Stacey?
Well, First Impressions is just when you're doing online dating and whatnot and people send you messages. This is what they send you, their first initial message. So we react to it because that's what you do. So we're going to go through the inbox to see what some of the first impressions were for this week.
Okay, so this one, I'm not going to change the fake name because I found this on Tinder and laughed my ass off. Okay, so let me know if you can figure it out. Yeah, it started with an A. So his name is Bill. He's 33. Uh-huh. It says, I like curvy girls. I have a dog. Her name is Precious.
She's my world. My hobbies include midnight strolls, collecting insects. Kind of nerdy, but it's what I'm into.
Wait, collecting what?
Insects. Insects, like bugs.
Oh!
This is the entire plot of Silence of the Lambs.
It's the picture! Good. He's like, making my own clothing and dancing when nobody's looking. Dry skin is a deal breaker.
Oh,
and then he's
goodness.
Like, I love Bath and Body Works for the sole reason that their lotion comes in a basket.
Nice.
Oh, my word.
And I saw that. I was like, effort. That was effort right there.
That's
not as good as Titanic guy.
No, not as good as Titanic.
That's still phenomenal.
Right. That was my favorite. Yes.
Oh, man. Titanic guy. He didn't respond to me. I should. I should just start getting stuck.
He went down with the ship.
Oh. Okay. So this guy.
Yes. What's his name?
His name is Archer. Archer is 36.
Okay.
And he sent me a message. Now, full disclosure, I didn't respond. But he sent me a message in July that said, "Hello. I think I used to know you." Did you do karaoke at, and then he answered the bar that I, one of the bars I do karaoke. And I didn't respond because I remember who he was and it was, I was just not interested. So.
It's real.
And I didn't want to be like, yes, I know exactly who you are.
Bye.
No.
So then last Thursday, I got this message from him that said, hey, bitch.
No.
Yeah. I want to. I want to eat your face while I sing to you.
Sing,
not sin. Sing.
And this was not the Silence of the
Big Walking Dead fan.
I have no idea.
All right.
I'm guessing
bath salts. We will pray for him because he needs Jesus.
We will send the cups to him.
Just saying.
They're
Jesus
on speed dial.
And cups. Thank you.
Armed or not.
Oh, man.
That's awful.
No, right? I know.
Chill.
Like, okay, I get it. Like,
I was kind of wondering that, too. If someone, like, insults me like that to my face, in my mind, I'm just like, okay, I want to punch them in the face, but at the same time, I am grown, and I don't want the cops to come in here and be like, did you start it? And then, like, get something on my record. I'm just like, but I really want to punch them if someone ever calls me that.
Okay.
These are the thoughts that go through my mind.
And you'd wind up doing more time than Brock Turner.
So, now, you know my story about...
Man!
What happened today with me being...
Jaywalkers do more time than Brock Turner.
Seriously. Isn't that awful?
Oh, no. My favorite was, girls, you know we're using a mascara. That you've used longer than Brock Turner was in jail.
Gosh.
Nuts.
Man.
So this guy said, and I do get it because of the social awkwardness, so bear with him for a second.
Oh my gosh, what's his name?
His name's Apollo.
Oh.
And it says, is it just me, or does everyone kind of wish they were a kid again? And the next one says,
yes.
I love kids. The next one goes, I mean, I love hanging out with kids. And the next one goes, I mean, I am an adult who has friends that have kids that are witnesses to me hanging out with their children.
I am not Jared from Subway.
Oh, my gosh.
Sounds a little defensive already.
But he had to clean it up. He had to. No, seriously, I'm not crazy.
Did it come out that he asked if you had kids, too?
Oh, God, no, oh, okay. Probably not. Oh, but my profile does say I don't
First impression,
kids.
Run faster than you did at work today. Just saying.
Hey, thanks for messaging me. Why don't you have a seat?
Oh my gosh.
Terrible. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was there.
So this guy.
This guy.
His name is Alfred. And
everyone needs a good sidekick.
A good butler.
Butler. I was gonna say, he's not even a sidekick.
Oh, but I saw him as a friend, you know.
Robin's the sidekick.
Oh.
Yeah, get on board.
That's real.
Focus.
Oh, do you remember the ambiguously gay duo? Sorry.
Hi, Gary.
What is everyone looking at?
It's so weird. We're just trying to get this man out of the pole.
The car was awful.
Oh, man.
Full circle.
Okay, so he is 35 years old, and he kind of looks like he's a meathead. That okay. would be the best way to.
Oh, so is that other guy.
He likes to
his...
work out.
Yeah, but he's you can tell he's kind of.
Is he wearing Zubaz?
Shorter. He's wearing like the flannel shirt that's like three sizes too tight, but he's squeezed into it so he can show off his muscles.
Medium. Did he take a picture of his calf and use that as his profile picture? Like the other one?
Or bicep.
Right? We don't know. It was a weird angle.
So, hey you, smiley face. But it's not even the normal smiley face. It's like the like blushing, squinty, smiley face. Yeah, that's the face I just made. You need video in here, man.
Oh, I was going to say, so the face you made at work today? Like, hi.
You're so pretty.
Like, later I'm just going to be, like, sitting on my couch watching a movie and just be like, they were so pretty. I bombed that so bad. So he says, hey, you, just the letter U, with the weird smiley
Gross.
Face.
Mm. Unacceptable.
35 years old.
Thank you.
Find your
Came
words.
Came across
Thank
your
you.
Profile, and you it caught my eye. Caught C-O-U-T.
So it count.
You can't, count. You can't even blame that on autocorrect.
Thank you.
Because I bail out autocorrect all the time. Like, damn it, autocorrect. But
nah.
That's not my eye.
You can't.
Figured I'll message you, but message is short and use just a U and the letter C. What happens, LOL?
Why is that funny?
I don't know. What about that was funny?
The effort.
Thank you.
The effort was funny.
Yeah.
You thought you had a chance.
The misspells were funny.
I pick things up and put them down.
I'm a plumber.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay.
He looks good in flannel.
I'd love to hear from you. So if you think you might want to chat and you see what I'm getting a phone call. I can't.
I just can't right now. I'm recording. I just can't.
And see what I's, I apostrophe Z.
No. That's a new one.
I don't know what that's supposed to be.
Country and hood right? at the same time.
I'm going to do it.
I's all about message me back, winky face.
Is this Darius Rucker by chance?
It's like, is
Hootie.
I
no,
like him.
He's Hootie. He will always
be
Hootie.
Be with you.
I don't care what bullshit. He's always going to be Hootie.
Right, but
I
flannel,
like him.
Eyes, a little country.
My
little,
hand.
Yeah, right.
I don't know that one.
My hand.
Thank you. It took
you.
A minute. Took a minute. What's
I'm
the other one?
I love you. The
Let her cry.
The best
yes, that's what I'm thinking of. Let her cry.
The tears fall down like rain.
I wonder if that's what the plumber's saying.
As you ran from them.
Sorry, but there always
the
has to be
is,
humor and tragedy.
The
there
worst
has.
Part is I have to go back to that store. And
somewhere tonight, there are two plumbers drunk off their ass, sitting on a bar stool right now.
And they're
going
to text you.
And they're going, do you remember?
Oh,
the girl who ran away.
Do you remember
away?
That blonde today?
Said we were pretty and ran.
Said we were pretty and then like ran away and then got caught at the front door.
If you started dating the cousin, your ringtone would be run away, run away.
The best part would be is if her manager met the plumbers at the bar and shared the video.
The video of me pacing back and forth.
See, that is epic.
She was like, oh,
don't mind me. I'm just
without me even realizing it, apparently while I was pacing back and forth, I was like, shaking out my hands like
Rocky.
Loosen up.
Getting ready.
Loosen up. Gotta get ready.
I used to do before a track meet. I'm like, all right.
I have a tiger, Chelsea.
Wait,
I have
okay.
a tiger.
Better part is if she would have just kept running and the door would have been locked.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Been like, Chelsea.
Can we get the forest door. Drop?
I know I have real McCoy here somewhere. Just
Oh, what was Janet Jackson? Me, but always you. It's like a vision of love that seems to be true.
Another night, another dream.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
That's pretty.
Also real McCoy, but different song.
Yes. Well, you said
do you
real
remember?
McCoy. We had already sang that one.
Do you remember Janet Jackson? Run away. Whoa. See, this is why I'm
see,
not singing
that
because I'm out of tune. Run away. Run away.
Do you remember? Okay, I'm going to take your Janet Jackson.
That's a no.
No, I think that's legit. I do. No,
I
think I do.
Rhythm Nation.
She was on a plane.
Okay, do you remember the one where she was like, oh, the girls at the party, look at that body, shaking that thing like you never did see. Got a nice package, all right. Guess I'm going to have to ride it tonight.
After marriage.
We used to sing that.
Because that was a remake. Because that was.
I feel like I would have liked Stacey so much better like 4 years ago.
I wasn't doing it then either.
used to chill and drink, right?
No, I wasn't doing it then either.
Netflix didn't exist.
Virgin by choice. Virgin by choice. But no, that was a remake from a Luther Vandross song.
Yes, it was. And it was fantastic.
All for you.
There it is.
Okay, so the last one. So do you remember the guy who said he would chop off his arms?
Salty turkey carver.
Off his hands.
He was going to chop off his hands. Because he wanted to chop off his hands to run his fingers through your hair.
His prosthetic hand.
Right.
Through my
only one,
hair.
Not both.
That was the same base I had.
Yeah, this is where video is great.
So this guy.
This is where being single is hard all the time.
This guy made a different profile and then messaged me again.
Did he change
same
his age?
Same prosthetic hand?
No. Different crazy message. Different crazy message.
I can't use the fingerprint unlock.
I would hug a cactus, then swim through shark-infested salt water to the Arctic to do battle with an angry mother polar bear on a 2x2-foot iceberg for the chance to share a spaghetti dinner with you on a webcam over a dial-up connection.
I feel like he's trying to be bored. Dr. Seuss in some way.
He's writing a book.
No, and then.
I feel like he has padded walls and just needs
Not padded
Jesus.
Tie.
Padded tie and padded walls. And got a cough, circle. Then use the halls.
Full circle. I had so much fun today. Episode 12.
Thank you, Dave. Yay, thank you, Dave.
I'm here for you.
I'll be there for you. These five words I swear to you. When you breathe, I want to be there for you. I'll be there for you.
The Bon Jovi Stalker Anthem. Phenomenal. That's
awesome.
Can you play? It's two steps behind. That's the Stalker Anthem.
I'll be watching you.
It's right. Every leaf you rake,
every breath you take, every glass you break.
Yes.
Thank you to Joe for coming
to
our studio.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you for Shannon for hanging out.
What up, Shannon?
Thank you, Stacey.
Oh my gosh, thank you, Chelsea.
Oh my gosh, well, I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I'm single. I'm single. I'm single.
Why? You're so fabulous.
Yeah, I'm single. Ready to mingle. Yeah, I'm single. These are the reasons why I'm single.
This is a previously recorded episode